7 minutes past seven. John S. Doyle now with what it says in your Tuesday morning newspapers.
For the love of Kevin, slow down. So says the Irish Sun lead headline. In a front page editorial, the paper says it is urging drivers to slow down in the wake of Garda Kevin Flatley's death. People need to rethink their approach to driving. We all have a role to play in reducing fatalities on our roads, says the writer. The Irish Examiner front page has a nice picture of the jockey Rachel Blackmore astride Captain Guinness after they won the Betway Queen Mother Champion Chase at Cheltenham last year. Her announcement that she is to retire from racing gives the Irish Sun its lead story with the headline, "And She's Off." The Examiner picture is by Healy Racing Photo. There's another picture of her on the Independent front page, credited to PA. The Independent leads with a story about hip surgery. Senan Maloney writes that families are now receiving letters about operations on their children from 15 years ago, increasing the likelihood that a scandal over unnecessary surgery is about to deepen sharply. It is believed that thousands of youngsters could be affected, Maloney says. The Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, said that the letters have been sent to families of patients who had hip dysplasia procedures since 2015. The Irish Times reports that teachers have been warned by the Department of Education that they could lose up to 5% of pay due under public service deals if they fail to cooperate with controversial leaving certificate reforms. The changes have to do with moves aimed at broadening assessment and easing the pressure facing exam students. That story is by Carl O'Brien. Schools are also the main story for the Examiner. Jess Casey reports that families have initiated legal proceedings against the state to secure appropriate school places for their children. In an affidavit, one parent said their child's educational needs were quite pronounced. The child is non-verbal and cannot hold a pencil. The continuing trial in the Central Criminal Court of Richard Satchwell, charged with the murder of his wife Tina, is the main focus of the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Daily Mail leads with what reporter John Lee calls bombshell-protected disclosures seen by the paper. He reports that a whistleblower said that a Walther Air pistol had been specifically purchased by a Garda due to their child having a particular interest in air pistols. The Times, Examiner and Independent give prominence to the news that the state will co-fund salaries for top academics as part of a scheme to poach overseas talent for Ireland's universities under plans going to the Cabinet today. The Times says the effort is expected to target, among others, disillusioned academics in the United States who have lost financial backing due to interventions by the Trump administration or who have been frozen out by Trump, as the Examiner puts it. The initiative by the Minister for Higher and Further Education, James Lawless, will see a team of what are called talent attachés deployed around the globe to court high-calibre researchers.
John S. Doyle, it's 10 minutes past seven. We'll be talking about Gaza next.